Welcome. Parshat Baalotcha. We are now a year after Yetziyah Mitzrayim. Everybody from Am Yisrael remembers the incredible experience they had leaving Mitzrayim. They had their Pesach in Mitzrayim. They had their sheep and the blood on the doorposts. In the middle of the night, time to go, and they get to finally leave Mitzrayim, and then the matzah, and they have that whole experience. So now it's a year later. It's time for Pesach. So they have Pesach in the Midbar, and people come and approach Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, "We're tummy. We can't bring the Korban Pesach now. But we remember how great Pesach was, and we really, really don't want to miss out on the incredible Kedusha, on the incredible experience, on this Mitzvah. Lama nigara, why should our portion be any worse? We're not going to be able to bring this Korban to Hashem." So Rashi there says that, what were they asking? They were saying, you know what, let us do something. We're tummy. We can't eat the Korban. We can't bring the Korban. But let us give towards the Korban. And let someone else who is Tahor, they'll do Zrikat Adam for us. The Kohanim will do Zrikat Adam, and who are Tahor, and Tahorim will eat it. But this way, the Korban will count for us on our Cheshbon. We want to do the Mitzvah, and on Hashem's scorecard in Shemayim, we want it to count that we did the Korban Pesach. Okay, we won't eat it because we're Tamei. That's what Rashi says. Amrulam Yizarek Adam Aleinu B'Kohanim Tahorim V'yochal Abasar L'Tahorim. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, wait, I don't understand. What are they suggesting? Because you can't bring a korban for people who are tummy. Even if you're Torah, you can't bring a korban for people who are tummy. This is what the Gemara in Psachim Samach Aleph says. So maybe he says their kavana was that, okay, let it be for Tahorim and Tmeim. Let's say a group of us get together to bring korban Pesach, and we're, 10 people, because we have to eat a whole sheep. And one of us ends up tummy, so the whole sheep doesn't become a problem. Just that one person doesn't eat. The other 9 of us can still eat. So kasher korban. So, but nonetheless, that one guy who was tummy, he doesn't get to eat. He's not mekayim the mitzvah. So how does it help that they're going to be? In other words, even if that's the solution, that they're going to join some Torah people and they'll bring the korban all together. But still, the Tame people aren't Yotzei. So they're not Yotzei. They're not getting credit in Shemayim. So I don't understand. So he says, rather, this must be that they're teaching us an important lesson. Even when we're not Yotzei, we still can exemplify and exhibit Ahavat HaMitzvot. I want to show my love for the Mitzvot. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I love His Mitzvot. He commanded me to Mitzvot and I love doing Him. So I want to participate somehow, even if I'm not Yotzei. Even if I'm not Mekayim this mitzvah, even if this korban is not for me and I'm not Yotzei, I get no credit, I still want to show how much I love mitzvot and I love doing mitzvot. And therefore, that's what I want to do. I want to be a part of it. Maybe this is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who separated the 3 Ari Miklat already in Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael and he wasn't going to be part of it and he wasn't going to benefit, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but because of his chibuv mitzvah, he loved mitzvah so much, so he already selected which cities were going to be the Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein says there's no great proof from there because what Rav Moshe Rabbeinu did worked, as opposed to what these people who were suggesting do the Korban Pesach and their tummy, it doesn't work. And okay, and maybe it didn't work, but in other words, Am Yisrael could have chosen 3 other cities when they finally got into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to take Moshe's cities, but he knew they wouldn't. He knew they would listen to what he did, so what he said still stuck. So from here, we can still learn the important lesson that even though you're not Yotzei anything, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, even a little bit, nonetheless, a person should try to involve himself in mitzvot as much as possible. That's the schut, to try to get the schut of Avat HaTorah. For example, the schut of Avat HaTorah of Yoshua. Yoshua wished he could learn Torah all day, and Hashem promised him, Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. You will get to learn it all day. In other words, you will get the bracha because of your intense avat Torah, I'm going to allow you to learn Torah without any miniot rikuvim mitzad inyanim gashmiim. You won't have to sit here and work hard to earn a living. You'll be allowed to, I'll take care of you. You'll be able to learn Torah. That the same brachot of imbucho kotai teilechu that we had at the end of Sefer Vayikra. If you keep the Torah, if you learn the Torah, you're a melema Torah, Hashem's going to bless you. You'll have rain in Parnassa. So what's the rain in Parnassa? Why is the Torah giving me brachot gashmiim? So the Rambam explains in his Hakdamah of the Perush Mishnayot that it's all about you won't have any obligations, onerous obligations, you'll have minimal obligations, you'll be able to earn a Parnassa easily, so that you'll have all your free time to be able to serve Hashem and learn Torah. So from this, we learn a very important lesson, that whenever, even if it's hard or even impossible for a person to be mekayim a mitzvah, but nonetheless, you should still have ava for that mitzvah. You should still try to show your love for that mitzvah and all mitzvot by trying your best to be a part of it anyway, in whatever way is possible. If you can't eat maror, so, you know, your doctor says you can't eat it, still you should be part of it. Somebody's gluten-free and can't have challah or celiac or something going on, they could still be a part of it by sponsoring somebody else's challah, making somebody else's challah. There's all sorts of ways for people to be part of mitzvah, even though they specifically don't have it. If you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah, you can't go outside, you can still have a sukkah. You can't sleep in the sukkah. You can still have a sukkah. So from here we see how great and important it is to show our love for mitzvot by being part of it, even when we don't have it. And in fact, we know that there are many mitzvot that we could get out of somehow. For example, Trumas and Maaserot, when is Truma and Maaser Chal? When do we have the Chiyuv? When we bring it in our house. Derech Petach Beita, when you bring it in through the door. So the Gemara says, actually, in Brachal Lamed Hey, you know what? If you brought, instead of through the door, if you brought your Truma or Maaser in through a window or the roof, so then you wouldn't be Chayav in Truma and Maaser. And technically, that's fine. But a Kaddish, and what would happen then if everybody did that with all their fruits and vegetables? So then, what would Shevet Levi eat? They would starve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was relying on Klal Yisrael that they're going to keep Trumas and Maaserot as the mitzvahs commanded. As in, we are going to take it in through the door and we're going to give some to Shevet Levi. And that is not just on the Yechidim, Hasidim in every door, but all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael is expected to show their part in doing mitzvahs, their love of mitzvah, that we don't try to avoid them. Even when we're putter, or we could be putter, we still do our part to try and do the mitzvah, try and keep the mitzvah. And that's a lesson that we get from Lama Nigara, the Bilti Akriva Karban Hashem Moado. You go even further, Moshe Feinstein says. You know, we make a bracha all the time. We bless people, Shikanis, the Torah, L'chup L'masim Tovim. Right? We say it at a bris. We say it at a Pidyon Aben. We say it at wishing people Mazel Tovs. I don't know, Bar Mitzvahs. But we do it all the time in the Zakeni Legada on the Tvila Friday night when the woman lights Shabbos candles. We want the kid to grow up the Torah Masim Tovim. So Moshe Feinstein says, what's Torah Masim Tovim? Doesn't Torah include Masim Tovim? In other words, if I'm keeping the Torah but I'm not going to do Masim Tovim, and what could that be? We know the whole point of the Torah is to do it on Manat Lekayim. So if you do it shalom and alakayim, so noach lo shenemcha shliut al panav, it'd be better had you suffocated by your own umbilical cord. In other words, that you wouldn't have been born. And without Torah, and then the other way, can you have masam tovim without Torah? Lo amar etz chasad. How are you going to know all the mitzvahs and what the appropriate way to act and what to do if it weren't for you learning Torah? So it can't be that. Rather, what is this bracha? We are blessing people with avad mitzvah. That you should be zocha to do masim tovim, even those who could technically be putter. Just like you could technically bring the your fruit in through the window or through your roof, nonetheless, you're going to obligate yourself. We could never own a four-cornered garment, and we would never have to wear tzitzis. But no, what do? We go out of our way and purposely make ourselves and buy ourselves four-cornered garments so we can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, this is the special bracha that we can bless people that they can go into Masim Tovim mitzad avat hamitzvah. And that is, I think, a very relevant for the situation that we're going through right now. I know that this Darash Moshe is a timeless message, and that timeless means that it applies in all times. There's a message about Avat HaTorah, but we really are going through a lot of situations where we're not able to do all sorts of mitzvot. We are not in, there are a lot of people not able to go to shuls yet. I know here in Eretz Yisrael, we're now able to, in limited fashion, to start having minyanim and shuls. There's a lot of people not able to still, a lot of places, they're not having minyan. So you know, how are you going to help the shul? In other words, you could show your avat mitzvot even while you're not fulfilling. You're not going to shul, but you can help the shul function in other ways. You can support the shul financially. You can support people from the shul, the community, whatever normally happens at shul. You could daven at the same time together as a community, showing all the ways that we want to be part of this. Even though we can't do this mitzvah, we still want to be part of it to the best of our ability. That's a very important lesson of Lama Nigara Labilti Akriva Korban Hashem Mo'ado. And you go further, if you look, Rashi finishes, and Rashi says, you know, Ru'uya Hayita Parsha Zo Le'amer Al Yidei Moshe Kishart Kol HaTorah Kulo El Shezachu Elu Shetamer Al Yidei Hen Shemagagalin Zchud Al Yidei Zachai. Moshe could have just taught this halacha. Moshe taught all sorts of halachas in the Torah. Do this mitzvah, put on tefillin, where it sits. He has all the mitzvahs. All of a sudden, this mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, comes with a story about people approaching Moshe Rabbeinu and asking for it. So what is this Rashi telling us? That, again, all these people could have gone and decided, you know what, we're pata from Korban Pesach, so I'm going to take the day off. No. We wanted to do the mitzvah. We want to be mekayim mitzvah Hashem, ba'ava, and simcha. And we feel lacking when we're unable to. And therefore, they were zocha that there's mitzvahs and psukim in the Torah that are taught bischut them. They're getting credit. We are all getting this mitzvah in the Torah for their credit. And that's the what greater reward can be than Torah happening because of us. So we should be zocha to try our best to put out effort to involve ourselves in Avat HaTorah and Avat HaMitzvah, to be involved in mitzvah as much as possible, even ones we could be putter from, even ones we are putter from, we're unable to fulfill, but we're going to do our best in order to take part in these mitzvot anyway, and we'll be zocha to riboy Torah, lahagdil Torah la'adira al yadenu, from exemplifying how to show our Avas HaTorah and Mitzvos. Shkach.